Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Breaking news, a tour bus crashes after a concert in Southern California. This morning, at least one person is dead.
Plus, President Trump takes on San Francisco's homeless crisis. His message to the city, clean up or pay up.
And a school in Contra Costa County cracking down on teen vaping. This morning, the punishment sending students and their parents to detention.
Good morning. It is Thursday, September 19th. I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Michelle Griego. Let's check in with Mary Lee. It seems like things are starting to get back to normal a bit.
That's right. Yeah, brighter weather for today. Temperatures right around where we should be for this time of year. Enjoy it. Here is a live look with our Sutro Cam. Nice to see the Golden Gate Bridge this morning. You can actually see it on our tower cam as we start off the day. Temperatures are cooler. We're looking at mainly clear skies. And because of those clear skies, temps have dropped, especially compared to yesterday morning. Looking at upper 50s in Concord, Oakland at 62, 52 in Livermore, upper 50s, San Francisco, San Jose, and low 50s for Santa Rosa. So let's take you through the day. We'll see plenty of sunshine as we head through the afternoon with mild to warm temps. So warming up to 81 in Concord, 80 for high in Livermore, 76 San Jose, 73 in Oakland, and the upper 60s for San Francisco. We'll talk about the rest of the work week into the weekend and when temps will be heating up to above average. We'll talk about our fire concerns in that 7-day forecast coming up. And now let's check the South Bay commute with Gianna.
Yes, let's talk about the South Bay. It's been a nice one so far with no delays along 101. So if you're hitting the roads early, you're good to go out of San Jose northbound all the way towards the peninsula. 280 checking in problem free, as well as 87 and 85. Your drive times are reflective of that. We're not seeing any major snags. Even your speeds are looking good. Northbound 101 coming out of San Martin and Morgan Hill. Everything is in the green. Only about a 7-minute ride on Guadalupe Parkway to go from 85 over towards 101. Hopping over to 880. You're looking live here at Mobile 5, cruising around the bay this morning. So far, he has not run into any snags. In fact, this is 880 coming out of downtown Oakland. Traffic is pretty clear here along the Nimitz in both directions with no delays there. The only real hotspot we have is some road work in the clearing stages, 680 right around 242 on that northbound side.
501, we are following breaking news this morning out of San Luis Obispo County, where at least one person is dead and seven others are injured after a country singer's tour bus crashed in the town of Shandon. Crews say the bus somehow slid off the McMillan Road and State Route 46 overnight after leaving Vina Robles Amphitheater for a Josh Turner concert. You can see part of it wedged between the trees right here. We are told the singer was not on board. The crash is under investigation, and we'll bring you the very latest information as we get it.
I'm Ann Makovic at the Live News Desk, and any minute now we are expecting a press conference from Washington, D.C., from the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, that will likely pull California's current waiver to set its own emission standards for vehicles. The press conference planned by the EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler and Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. So they haven't said exactly what they're going to be announcing, but this debate has really been ramping up right now between California and the federal government. California setting its own stricter vehicle emission standards, and the federal government will likely say that no, they want these to be basically nationwide standards set instead by the feds. California's attorney general has already said he will sue the federal government over that. So we are keeping an eye right now on Washington, D.C. Back to you.
And thank you. 503 right now. This morning, President Trump is threatening San Francisco to clean up its act or else. He's accusing the city of environmental violations over waste and dirty hypodermic needles. Yesterday, he criticized San Francisco over its chronic homeless problem, saying it's allowing a tremendous amount of waste, including dirty needles, to go through the storm drains into the ocean. Said that the Environmental Protection Agency would soon give San Francisco a notice.
If you look at San Francisco, it's a total disaster. What's happening? Are they going to ruin those cities? And we're going to get involved very soon on a federal basis if they don't clean up their act.
According to the San Francisco's Public Utility Commission's website, most grates on the street corners are actually catch basins. What's collected there goes to a treatment plant and not directly to the ocean. The only places where some storm drains do go directly to the ocean with minimal treatment are on the outskirts of town. Mayor London Breed releasing this statement, firing back, saying in San Francisco, we are focused on advancing solutions to meet the challenges on our streets, not throwing off ridiculous assertions as we board an airplane to leave the state. If the president wants to talk about homelessness, we are committed to working with our state and federal partners on actual solutions.
Saudi Arabia's ambassador to Germany says his country has not ruled out any options in response to recent attacks on his country's oil infrastructure. Prince Faisal bin Farhan says it's not yet clear exactly where the attacks originated, but he said, quote, Iran is definitely behind them. Last weekend's drone and missile attack targeted a major oil processing center and oil field. President Trump also suspects Iran was involved and has announced plans for new sanctions on Iran. So far, the president has not committed to a military response, although Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the attack an act of war by Iran.
In San Mateo County, a pedestrian struck by a Redwood City Patrol car yesterday remains in critical condition this morning. A nearby surveillance camera caught it all and captured it when a man jaywalking across El Camino Real was struck by an officer who careened out of control south of James Avenue while responding to a call. El Camino Real was closed for hours as investigators scoured the scene. The victim is out of surgery and in the ICU this morning. The officer has been treated and released. Meanwhile, a police dog who is also in the car is doing okay. In San Francisco, we're learning about more about the father and daughter killed in yesterday's house fire. That fire broke out at a home in the Mission Terrace neighborhood early in the morning. Law student 23-year-old Camilla Ron and her father both died. Camilla graduated from Mercy High School in Burlingame in 2014 and just started law school. She lost her mother also to cancer just a few years ago. Dog also died in the fire. It is unclear right now how it started.
A live look now at SFO. Some relief for travelers. Officials say the repaving work on runway 28 left will be finished today. The whole project is expected to wrap up by 9 tonight. That's a week ahead of schedule. But until then, officials say you should still expect some delays. More than 2,000 flights have been canceled or delayed because of this construction.
An organized crime ring bust in Walnut Creek. Police confiscated $20,000 worth of stolen stuff, including Burberry jackets and Louis Vuitton bags. They arrested these two fraud suspects at the Nordstrom at Broadway Plaza yesterday. In Santa Rosa, some thieves also pulled off a $30,000 heist at Lululemon. Police say that four women entered the shop at Montgomery Village with bags and then took off with a lot of clothes. The theft comes nearly a year after four women stole more than $19,000 worth of workout clothes at that same store. No word this morning if the cases are connected.
A Northern California high school student faces charges for allegedly selling vaping products on campus. Police got an anonymous tip yesterday morning that an underage student was selling vaping supplies from his car in the parking lot of Modesto's Enox High School. School staff reportedly found the devices and an unloaded gun in his car. Police arrested him. Modesto City Schools issued a statement reading, "We are very concerned about vaping in our schools and are continually looking for ways to educate our students and families on the dangers." A high school in Contra Costa County is trying a new strategy to crack down on teen vaping, Vape School. At Northgate High in Walnut Creek, Principal Michael McAllister knows there are plenty of students who vape at school and didn't want to have to suspend all of them.
We don't have the ability to tell necessarily if it's THC or if it's nicotine based. Either way, we're looking at something that's dangerous.
So he started Saturday Vape School, kind of like the Breakfast Club, but with the parent in attendance, too.
I wake up early, but I wouldn't want it for that reason. Yeah. If I have a tea time, that's okay, but I'd rather not do that.
I would not like that. That sounds boring and annoying.
All the kids and parents are each taught about the dangers of vaping. 4 hours on Saturday for the first offense, 8 hours for the second.